children to come up and join me in the front at this time. So it's actually pronounced Doohickey 5000, but we're going to call it on this side of the pond Doohickey 5000. This thing will multiply your life by about 5000 times. Life is so much better if you can install the Doohickey 5000 in your life. So I need a volunteer. What was I going to say, Bethany? To help me what? Do something? It doesn't matter what it is. Decide what was I going to say. I want someone who wants to have the Doohickey 5000 installed in his or her life. Anybody want it? All right, Bethany. Take that. Now, Bethany's got, you know how to use that thing? No, Bethany has no idea how to use the Doohickey 5000. So, let's give her some options, all right? I need a second volunteer. Now you don't get to know what's happening. You're making a volunteer totally blind? All right, Josiah. Josiah, this is the Doohickey 5000 instruction manual. So I want you to go up and I want you to stand over on the left side of the table, between the table and the green chair. Now, Bethany knows that Josiah has the Doohickey 5000 instruction manual, but she also knows that Josiah has never used a doohickey of any kind in his life. But he's got the instruction manual. Okay? Now, I need another volunteer. They also want to be brave. I need a doohickey hacker. Catherine, would you be a doohickey hacker this morning? Come on over. That's what you want. This is what all hackers wear. You know this thing. Alright, if you would go and step up on the right side of the table. Catherine has never read an instruction manual in her life, but she has used and figured out every single previous model of the doohickey that's ever been made, so she knows them by practice inside and out, even though she's never read a manual. So here's my question to you this morning, and I'd like you to vote with your feet. If you think that Bethany, in order to figure out how to use that best, should go to the guy with the instruction manual who's never used one, you will walk over to Josiah. If you think it's a better bet for her to go to the gal who's never read an instruction manual, but she's figured out every doohickey, then you will walk over to her. Go ahead and move to whichever person you think Bethany ought to go to. All right, go ahead. Those guys stay where they are. Go ahead. What? You gotta pick one. Go for it. All right, so Hayden's gonna place his bet with Josiah. Hayden? Elena? Gracie? What do you think? You gotta make a commitment. Go, 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 pick one. What do you think? Alright, just out of curiosity, all the rest of you, if you had to make this choice, how many of you, show of hands, would go to the person who's never used one but has the instruction manual? By the way, this is a psychological test of sorts. Okay, hands down. How many of you would go to the hacker who knows everything about the past one but has never read a manual? That's going to be the later generation, by the way. Number one. Okay, Bethany, which one are you going to go to? Hurry up. Oh, she's going to go to the manual. Okay, all right. Now, here's the part that I never told you was going to happen. Connor, come up here, would you? Please. And stand right here. Now, got the guy with the instruction manual, you've got the hacker, and I'm about to introduce to you The person who invented and designed the doohickey 5000. Now, you have three choices. You can go to the guy with the manual who's never used one, you can go to the gal who's never read a manual but knows everything about every past doohickey by experience, or you can go to the engineer who designed the doohickey 5000 to learn how to use it. Which one of the three are you going to go to? If you want to change your mind, move now. Well, you guys are going to have to follow her, huh? Anybody else want to move? You want to change your mind, Bethany? All right. Okay. We still have some hedging on the bets a little bit. But now, this is not the riddle yet. Here's the riddle. I'm about to do a scripture reading from the Gospel according to Mark. And I want you to pay attention to the scripture reading. And in the scripture reading, you will find the guy with the instruction manual. You will find the hacker, who's now over here. And you will find the engineer who designed, the creator. I want you, on your own, or maybe in conversation with your parents afterwards, to figure out which of those three is who in the scripture reading. All right? I'm so interested in you paying attention to this riddle and figuring it out that I'm not even going to distract you with a prayer. I'm going to have you give me the stuff back that I gave you and go right back to your seat so that I can go right to the scripture reading. I know you know the answer already, Catherine. That's all right. Doohickey hacker, can I have the headband?